Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Thairis.
I showed you a clear to end message, clearing ale, smiley, I'm sure it's your alterer. My name is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
And it's my pleasure to present Clearing Ale, a bilingual programme in English as Sigilg, in the Manx language. Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banachtan Jurish, James Challoner was looking at the stone used for building in the south of the island, and although he identified limestone as the building blocks of Castle Rushen, he attributed the limestone used to the wrong quarry. But then again, that level of knowledge of the chemical composition by which you could really locate where rocks came from simply wasn't available to him, writing as he was back in 1653. Well, we start, at least James Challoner starts, with more rocks and other minerals. Tafisem de Val Slide in the Urdalium Melina J 3 feet blainus jai, nearest van Lior Nijeg Hochted Kier, Clouch as Vashenskutek George Orwell. Ach Hurmi Cob J Gowaltus Nabane, Clouch of Lane Nijeg Jeg Queggers Died, Lug de George Orwell Screw a Skeel Shen Eder Mi Hauna Nijeg Jeg Tree has died, as Tajagari Kier has died. Well, nima gin chid arn gi a chiat sio, as da sian lior fodda nisgira nan lior elia. In the folk programme on Tuesday, John Cunneen was talking in part about Florrie Ford. And as part of his tribute to Florrie Ford, he read out some lyrics he'd come across, written by Dan Leno Jr., the son of the great music hall comedian and singer Dan Leno. And the words of Dan Leno Jr. posed the question, what happened to the Manx cat's tail? Well, we'll put those two things together now. We have Florrie Ford herself, and she's singing Dan Leno Jr.'s song, What Happened to the Manx Cat's Tail? Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashu. Viscol erskeliena was dulish, Alan Vanning.
And I wonder why I do. There's lots of things, it's true, I wish I really knew. But there's one puzzle puzzles me, and it would be a blessing if you would help to solve it, for it's really got me guessing. What happened to the Manx cat tail? Manx cat tail, Manx cat tail. Poor old cat, it seems all wrong, has to wag his little nothing all day long. Meow, tell me how, and when did they begin? What happened to the Manx cat's tail? Did they chop it off or tuck it in? And terriers and toms can wag their to and from. While Manx cats have no tails at all, a thing at which one shudders. How do they steer themselves at night without their little rudders? What happened to the Manx cat's tail? Manx cat's tail, Manx cat's tail. Poor old cat, it seems all wrong, has to wag his little nothing all day long. Meow, tell me how, and when did they begin?
And there we have What Happened to the Manx Cat's Tail, words by Dan Leno Jr. and sung there by Florrie Ford. It was recorded in 1930. James Challoner tells Thomas, Lord Fairfax, the Lord of Man appointed by the Commonwealth, the Parliamentarians, about what natural resources are available in the island. Many hundred tons per annum of the limestone of Ballahot and Port St. Mary are now burned into lime, he says. Nearly 2,000 tons of the same kind of limestone are raised at Scarlet. About 100 tons of black marble from Poolvash, and the same quantity of clay schist at Spanish Head, to which we have to add granite from Foxtel and flagstones from South Barool. No sort of minerals have been here found but ore of lead, at and near unto the sea crag called Mine How, and Mine How is Bradder, and so this is the South Bradder mine. And this particular mine at Mine How, which hath been experimented by Captain Edward Christian, who was employed in command at sea by the East India Company, and sometimes under King James in one of his royal ships, sometimes also lieutenant of this isle, then receiver, and lastly major general, a native of this country, and of the principal family there. And we'll hear a little more about Edward Christian anon, a lot more in fact. For Mysha Jones, J. Gaultus of Anner, Erchor fo glas, tyen the kjarken son of ni. Ach, ve ro skurich, de chunyan erduna na tuil chosni. As kjarkel a heilsje vain londair ege, dounce vain chauge hjau, renne lo gene harisje chlos. Renne brebbel jay a wootsen eg doris na kulia. Gawi er a hans glana yerenach de lun vai an vullag sa tai strulli, as hai a rash gus a liavi. Bol vam banastia joan strinuch hana. Chalias van sailjas a chamer liavach er na vucha, va gleishacha as benalt ulyu tru troglan a galdas. Van fau ang olma gitt vai an lai, drau ashlis quech a vei eg chan vejer, a collach moch ben menach aundrach, a ni roshen, as drau e giri inch mochionek den a bay an elia. Ve cordich, de ginnach ad ulyu chit kujach sa tolt vur, chalias va mansha Jones cat mach as a red. Now here's a band called Serious Kitchen and a tune called Ormiston's, and this was written because they went to Ormiston's and bought a new flute.
Thank you.
Serious Kitchen is the name of the trio, and you'd not be surprised to know that Ormiston's, as I say, named after buying a new flute by the maker George Ormiston, was written and performed by the flute player with the trio, Vicky Swan. So that's one of her compositions, and she served it up in a couple of different rhythms there as well for us.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiwn yn asiwn dyn eisio Radio Fanim. A se clen y gael dy gwlr sgeil ein ac at nes mer yn pyn Robert Cydyn Goswell, Robert y Carslach.
Fawl Bobby Bob.
Chwy siarm fer Sian Fager, ma fe diw greir is, ged rhaw ei yngol yr tes byn y ffôn enym Elid Willingdon. Draw dy chwlio ffech ledyn araltach dy chol ŵr dy chadla, dy chlasyn dy fe dy greu. Egon llawn y tolt fŵr, sos dy yrdyn trogit sŵs, fy major na lai hana, y liafach dy chwnlach, ffôl on der fy croch y fai darag. Fe def len jeg dy eis, as erich erig, fe erjit dy fe begyn rawr. Och, fe ffos na fwc as imyrca yd wyslega, les cwma crina cindjil, na iau na rawn y tusgan ag y rhyw y fe giarid. Roes ffodd gawn y be yn elio tosiach chits diach ys dynw sawr y tîn ren y cochlau yn ses o cyn. Hosiach hank na tri modi, Bluebell, Jessie, ys Pincher. Ys eis na mwc, ren lai sys y chwnlach cart girach Jane Erdan. Hain y ciarcyn gys na liicwn iag, Ren y calmenan bennolt sŵs gus na'r afteran. Ren y ciri ys yn iolach, lais ys tiaw chwlw jain y mwc, ys gawad toiach der cainia cira. The editor of James Challen's report to Thomas Lord Fairfax for the Manx Society reprint of 1864, in its volume 10, was the Reverend J.G. Cumming, whose connection with the island is that he was vice-principal of King William's College from 1841 to 1856. In relation to Captain Edward Christian, he has an extensive note, which will in fact take us the rest of the programme to get through. Anyway, it starts. Captain Edward Christian is one of the characters described in no very complimentary terms in Sir Walter Scott's Peveril of the Peak. He's sometimes called Edward, and sometimes Edmund Christian. He was one of the Christians of Ballachilia in Kirkmachold, and one of the oldest and most important families in the Isle of Man. The family was established in the Isle of Man so early as 1422. They'd previously been established in Wigtownshire. However, we're not going north to Scotland, we're going south to Cornwall, and we're going down in the mines with Tony Truscott, and he's leaving a Dudgeon for Booker.
Now if you meet a bullarn on the way to Bow, just leave a bit of crib, me dear, upon a mossy stool. Then walk right on and praise the Lord for the fuggin in your pail. Good fortune comes to miners who feed the little snail. The farmer watches weather lore and crosses to the hare. But I'm not superstitious, see, touch wood, I don't care. Don't be like Tom Trevorrow and scoff up all your grub. Just leave a bit for Bucca, just a bit of crust or spud. And Bucca, he'll not curse you and bring the ceiling down. Just the rag end of an oggy when you're there beneath the ground. The fisherman won't whistle when he's out there on the sea. But I'm not superstitious, touch wood, not me. When the miner finds his way along the sets he doesn't know, he'll leave a little mark to tell exactly where to go. But sign the cross of Calvary there upon the wall, and Bucca he won't like it, and down the winds you'll fall. The maiden dances in the dew to find her husband fair, but I'm not superstitious, see, touch wood, I don't care.
And if you leave a jumper in the level where you've been, don't think of going back for until next time you're due in. A bad luck, it'll haunt you and your values will be thin. Just listen, boys, to older men when you're mining off the tin. Now listen what I'm saying, boy, and I'll not say no more. For I'll not mention Dorcas nor the black dogs of Wilvore. For old men have believed me, son, and now I've heaven and hell. Just leave a digin for Bucko when you're down there at the bow. Just leave a digin for Bucko when you're down there at the bow.
Tony Truscott, going to the bal, going to the mine, and leaving a digin for Bucko. A digin is a morsel. I suppose you've heard of the, when you're eating your Cornish pasty, you hold it by the crimped crust, and you don't eat that anyway, but you leave that for the Bucko in the mine as well. And the knockers are the other little spirits or creatures in the mine area. And Bucko is obviously related to our word bugane, perhaps not quite as nasty as the bugane, but a morsel for the Bucko anyway. A digin for Bucko is what you have to leave if you want to have a trouble-free day in the mines in the Bal in Cornwall when you're digging for tin. J.G. Cumming thinks a historian called Hutchinson confused two different Edward Christians. But in so doing so, he elucidates that Edward Christian made a fortune in the Indies, he said, frequented the court of Charles I, and was selected as a fit person to be a lieutenant governor of the Isle of Man in 1628. He appears, says Cumming, to have been the brother of the William Christian who married the heiress of Knockrushan near Castletown, and who, as well as Edward, was imprisoned in Peel Castle in 1643. This was after a failed revolt again, of course, in 1643, the one led by Edward Christian. The mention of him by the Earl of Derby in his letter to his son is in the following terms. I was newly got acquainted with Captain Christian, whom I perceived to have abilities enough to do me service. I was told he'd made a good fortune in the Indies, and that he was a Manxman born. He's excellent good company, as rude as a sea captain should be, but refined as one that had civilised himself half a year at court, when he served the Duke of Buckingham. Henk en der chavel kert, boxer as cloverstjach kujach, shul fir vol as Cor sheest na England moore geist jeenach och de brouker eilach, al de bech bech beg genjach follich se chunlach. Va clover na lair fonny voir oil chitkes a vein eish, de ren riu a chos na come ek lug a chieru harach ek. Va boxer na vech fi voor de jaru, bunnes hoch lauen jegger erd. As cholegia as dechavel cardinelia, gamalishal, cholegia as dechavel cardinelia be kujach. Ren schimeg ven shisa strong, cor cummo erson began bolvenach. As ons riuchid chrau tustiach ega jane hidrang, ach for arm erson ek de choliufech son kinjid an ambiega, as na purach an erdindisach de hoverega. Lug na cabal, Henk Muriel, a gaur ven, as Benjamin an adel. Va Benjamin na bech shin air a chaltus, as a fair smoo corridank. San venig ve lort, as tre rene de cajan, ve de gaur rare granganach eniach. Now, as people did, they went across from Cornwall to settle in Brittany. That's why there's a Cornwall in Brittany. They were, in fact, the Britons who went into that northern tip of the continent there, and it became Bretagne, it became Brittany. And the people there, as I say, are related closely to the Cornish. In the south of Brittany, there is the Browen, the white country, which is where the salt, the sea salt, is evaporated out. And very interesting landscape to go to it. And in the Gironde area, it's a walled town in the south of the Browen. In Gironde, near Gironde, there's a village called La Ruelle Main, and that's where Stefan van Sando's grandmother came from, and so Stefan van Sando has written this tune, La Ruelle Main, and here he plays it with his associate on fiddle, Thomas Felder. Was Stefan van Sando himself plays the accordion. And there's a little nostalgic tribute to La Ruelle Main, which is a village in the south of Brittany. Stefan van Sando wrote it, and he played it there with Thomas Felder. And the duo van Sando-Felder were here for an chroniach a few years ago. Fesiw geisdiach rys radio fanning stasiw na asiwn, fysgol ar sgylien a wos dwlish alen fanning. Clen y gael, sien enn yma chle sio, mis Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Mos am pler, ynach ei grei, draw gi ar chordau arbl dy freil y sŵl na car chwyligyn. Ach, dy bair lesion, na raw arbl y fe ega, ys na raw car chwyligyn on. Na lumacan mas da bain ach altas, charenne riu gerachti. Da bech feist ersan son an or, iarach e na raui fagan veg da gerachti air. Ni ais en as ulliu, gin goil rish da fáslech, ve sledan courage de boxer. Van gis jau da cajan, cau na leanach jaduni, kujach sa fadag veg, chau hall jay nulach, Fazacha, Koshra Cholba, Gin Ryu Grave Egg. Van de Chabel, Carter Lysis, Tre Henk Eilach de Ein Hunnig, as a voir Kaltok, Shul on Strain Stjachsa Tolt, Giga de Fes, as Rauel by Chauga Chau, de Redden Ball Enyach Redna Bechet Courage Fochosh. Ren clova sors de vola magitamu les a lurga hoshi woor, as ren the ain hunnag clusacha shis chaustaiji, as chilirach, henk savin aru. While he, Edward Christian, governed here some few years, wrote James Stanley in Stanlach Moor to his son, he pleased me very well. But, he goes on, such is the condition of man, that most will have some fault or other to blur all their best virtues. His was of that condition which is reckoned with drunkenness, namely covetousness, both marked with age to increase and grow in man. When a prince has given all, and the favourite can desire no more, they both grow weary of one another. Well, that's James Stanley, and Reverend Cumming moves on. From various documents, we gather that Edmund, or Edward Christian, was sentenced in 1643 by the Earl of Derby to be imprisoned and pay a fine of 1,000 marks. His true offence is presumed to have been the imprisonment of the Lord Steward of the Abbeylands for an unlawful exaction of tithe. But it's evident from the Earl of Derby's letter to his son, he says, that he was regarded as a person disaffected towards the government and a fomenter of treason, whom it was desirable to put out of the way. And certainly Edward Christian's ideas were very much ahead, several hundred years ahead of his time. But that's for another day. Now we're heading off to Canaan, the land of Canaan, the land of milk and honey, and the promised land. And we're joining Steve Eaves for the journey. And he says, "Umline my cannon, ahead is Canaan."
Ymlaen mae canan Pan wyti ar ben dy denyn di Yn ofn i'r nos a'i bwgan Neu ar dy hyd yn y baw Ymlaen mae canan Da ni gyd fel noses gynt A'r drywydd cyfamod Da ni'n chwilio ar y ffriddoedd llwm Am lwybr i'r hafod Mae'n y gorwynt yn dwad ffordd hyn Gwynt traed yn meirwon Dogger Fisher, Finister Rocol Shannon Wel dyma'r gwynt fydd yn chwalu'r ryd Dyma wynt i'ch dychryn Mor o oes y milenniwm Ymlaen mae canan Gorfad wrth y giad Dy swpar bron yn barod Wel dyr o'r pac yn ôl ar dy gen Paid colli calon filltir eto boi ymlaen mae canan Mae angen sgidiau cri i droedio'r uchel fanna Ond troed noeth ydan ni ac ymlaen mae canan Ymlaen, ymlaen
Steve Eaves and his song Ymlaen Mae Canan. J.G. Cummings' note continues. The family of the Christians had made themselves chief in the Isle of Man and occupied the most important posts. They were evidently puritanically affected and probably were the parties to whom the Earl alludes in the following terms. They were the principal disturbers of the peace, and such as we could prove to have incited others, and given them that dangerous oath and covenant after the manner of some other countries, which hath got us dear experience. It was, though, says J.G. Cumming, it was a dangerous experiment, however, to lay upon Edward Christian so heavy a fine as 1,000 marks, more especially as the Earl points to covetousness as the besetting sin of the family. Herein we are forced to admit that he lacked his ordinary discretion and acted contrary to the advice he has given his son. And he quotes here, I remember one said it was safer much to take men's lives and their estates, for their children will sooner much forget the death of their father than the loss of their patrimony. So that was the Earl's advice to his son. But, of course, he didn't want to do Edward Christian to death, because that would have made him a martyr and would have fomented further troubles. That's why he fined him and put him in prison. Egevinnens Jerry, Hank Molly, Aler Volvenach Ellen Venn, Vatarn Kert Wegmeister Jones, Kemmerach de Dendesach Stiachon, as ish Kaidnier Glout de Huger. Henki gus ball fagus den ai is gawi toiach der clai lesha wing lesha mwing a stray shuri the chiarn gael den a ribber an djurga va fia jongi. An fers Jerry Jawulio, Henk a ket burin ren gian magits an ach cajin son of vols joe. As for Yera, renni jingi heen stiach on, eder boxer as clover. On shen, Renni cronena de buiach trutmach o ren major, gin eistiach rish fogel jane of a degree. Vol yun a bain kion fainish nish, limmer J. Moses, a fiach mean, va cadla sladag chauchulu J. Doris na culia. Trehonic major, the rowed ulu and yunu saura teen, as the rowed few the friusach, renne glenna a scornach, as Gawe Toyacht. And we'll listen now to a piece of music from the Isle of Man, collected in the Isle of Man, played here by American musician Carol Walker, and it's the title track from her album of Manx music. It's called Alas, the Horse is Gone.
Thank you.
And that's Carol Walker leading the way with Toby Walker, Brian Lindsay and Larry Moser on Alas, the Horse is Gone, Tan Bock a Boo Ursul.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Siod yw stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Fanning, as yn siod asiw geisiach rys clen y gael. Se Robert Cytyn Carswell, mis Robert y Carslach.
Fel Bobby Bob.
Chomregan, ta siw a chlas yn hana mychion yn aslis chwec hen gorym rair. Ach, nim chyt ar yn aslis na sain ma. Ta ryd yn ach elie hem dy grei hosiach. Ta mis munion chomregan, nach bim meriw rysimadi mych yn y soja. As ros ma jinnam gedyn bes, tam mi genachtan dy neim a chwrra mei dy chor diwys lyd y tostius ter jithwm. Ta beil iawr yr feim. Ta mŵr ein tre yr feim son smunion, chawds fam i ma lai ma lwmag yn ons ma wen. Ys yr liam dy fodyn sgrau dy fel mi tigl dwch ys y fe ys y chrwnia sio, chymau ys da bech yr by ta nish bio. Ta ym ychion sio dy fel mi giri lor drw. Mata chymregan, crefys dwch ys y fe ein. Lygd yn goel rys, Strai ys tŵlielach ys gier tan yn mechen. Ta sy'n rwgit. Chynel chwys bi cwrs dynnoch ni freil yn enym ons nyn gerb. As tods yn jyn as da ebl, aignet da afrycha gys y frenyns Jerry Jane yn yard. Probably the Earl would have taken Christian's life, suggests the Reverend Cumming, if he could have done so on legal grounds. For he complains that, quote, the judges did pretend that they wanted precedence, unquote, for so doing. God willing, writes he, I will have laws declared for treason and the like. Edward Christian continued in prison till 1651, when he was released by Colonel Duckinfield. In 1660, after the Restoration, he was remanded to Peel Castle, but was permitted, as an indulgence, to plead to a suit relative to property in September 1660, after which he was sent back to prison, where he died at the beginning of the following year. The following entry occurs in the register of Kirkmackled. Quote here, Edmund Christian, sometime captain of the sea, and afterwards for a time governor of the Isle of Man, departed this life in the Peel Castle, being a prisoner there for some words spoken concerning the King, Charles I, when the great difference was betwixt King and Parliament. Now here's some sound advice from Christy Moore.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Or you'll end up where you came from like the rest of us. Digging. Oogle-deedle-daw. And don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. No, don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Mr. Murphy's afraid you'd make a claim if you take a fall. Oh. Not too bad, out the legal door. Oh, we want to go to heaven, but we're always sticking horns. Oh, we want to go to heaven, but we're always sticking horns. Yeah, we want to go to heaven, but we're always sticking horns. Well, there's one thing you can say, we know where we are going, no.
And that's the start?
No,
okay.
Out the legal door. And if you want to do it, don't you do it again the wall. If you want to do it, don't you do it again the wall. Never seen a tile in the building side at all. There's a shed up in the corner where they won't see you at all.
Mind your sandwiches.
Out the little door. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to own a skull. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to own a skull. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to own a skull. And when we're finished digging, then we'll close the hole and all. Now there's 6,559 paddies over there in London all trying to dig their way back down a skull, and very few of them boys is going to get back at all. I think that's terrible.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Or you'll end up where you came from like the rest of us. So, oh, digging, 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 down to the low.
Christy Moore with a nice version of Christy Hennessy's song Don't Forget Your Shovel. As an ear halid, ta nim doile dine jit ga kyon, ta shin courage ga bears less jowl as grainer. Chanel becher be on sarsen tiggle bun of vanrus and sogger lug de chit de ve unvlain de eish. Chanel becher be ser on sarsen. Trias as a vondiach ta be vech. Shen a firinia loam. And they were looking at the Mackle Parish Register. He, Edward Christian, was committed by James, Earl of Derby, being then in this isle, and John Greenhalgh, Governor, and afterwards buried in Kirkmackle Church, where he was baptised. In fact, his father was the vicar there. Was buried January the 22nd, 1660. Now, as you heard before, he was imprisoned in Peel Castle in September 1660, and now we're in the following year. Although it's now January, it's still 1660, because the year at that period didn't change until Lal Murrin Sanish, Lady Day, the 25th of March. Well, that's the end of J.G. Cumming's note on Edward Christian, so next time we can resume James Challoner's text. As my soul dera anachia chent and trea jitta chorkion er a chlesio nish. So until that next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrieriu, as Orsalier, as my Yerian shared you all you.